The opinions expressed during this show are not necessarily those of this station's, its employees, or advertisers, but are solely the opinions of the host and the guests that appear on the show. It's time now for Tea Party Talk with Tom Z, hosted by Tom Zawistowski, president of the We the People Convention and executive director of the Portage County Tea Party. Get ready to become a totally engaged American who is informed about the critical issues that are affecting the welfare and individual rights of all Americans today.
S&K Asphalt and Concrete has been serving residential, commercial, and industrial customers since 1988 with quality paving services. The experts at S&K Asphalt and Concrete have the knowledge and experience to meet your paving needs. From parking lots to driveways to repairs and resurfacing, S&K paves the way. Call today for a free estimate, 330-724-9090. That's 330-724-9090. Or visit online at skasphaltconcrete.com.
Are you concerned about your family's safety? Now, Target Thing Pro Shop is a female-friendly gun shop, range, and training center. Target Thing is in Garrettsville, or on the web at targetthing.com. Target Thing is where they offer guns, ammo, and training to help you keep your family safe. It's Target Thing Pro Shop.
Fed up with politicians who care more about special interests than people on Main Street? So is Opportunity Ohio. We're working hard to solve Ohio's toughest challenges so Ohioans can create more jobs to grow our economy. See our plans and consider a tax-deductible contribution at opportunityohio.org. Invest $25 for a signed copy of Matt Maher's book, The Founding Debate, Where Should the Power Over Our Lives Reside? Please visit opportunityohio.org.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tea Party Talk with Tom Z. I'm glad you decided to join us this morning. And for those of you who are watching live, thank you for joining us on Wednesday mornings at 10:30 at teapartytalkwithtomz.com. And for those of you listening on the radio on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. from 9 to 9:30 on WHLO 640 a.m. in Akron, Ohio. And that signal does reach into western Pennsylvania and into Indiana and parts of Michigan and 66 of the 88 counties here in Ohio. Plus, you can listen on iHeartRadio anywhere in the country at www.640whlo.com. And we welcome those of you who are listening in Texas and Colorado and Florida and Nevada and other places where we've heard from people who listen to the show. Thank you very much. I also want to thank those of you who came out last week to the movie in Wadsworth, Ohio, the Dinesh D'Souza movie, America, where would we be without her? I saw many of our listeners who came out to that free showing, and we got to talk to Dinesh D'Souza. That was pretty cool, and thanks for coming out to that. And those of you who joined us in Rittman, Ohio, for the removal of the reefs from the veterans' graves in Rittman after the Christmas holiday, sure was a lot easier collecting those reefs than it was putting them out. Went a lot faster, and we had a great turnout. A lot of people came, and that job got done very quickly. With me this morning is a good friend, he's someone that I've known for quite a while, and he's embarking on a new ambitious project, and his name is Adam Josephic, and Adam is the new executive director of the Forge Leadership Network. Adam, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we're glad to have you on, and this is a really kind of cool new project, and I always like to bring our listeners good news, and I think this is good news. Can you share with our listeners what your vision for the Forge Leadership Network is, Adam?
Absolutely. The Forge Leadership Network's mission is to identify the best and brightest of the next generation and to train, mentor, and connect them to become the next conservative leaders in the public square. So we are a nonprofit organization that equips students ages 16 to 24 in Ohio and the Midwest to be able to engage their culture and impact their world by teaching them the principles, policy, process, and the practical skills necessary to impact government and engage their culture and society.
And Adam, this is something that just hasn't existed before that I'm aware of here, particularly here in Ohio. I mean, this is going to be based in Ohio, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. Your listeners and those viewing online can go right now to forgeleadership.org. That's F-O-R-G-E leadership.org, forgeleadership.org, and they can learn more about what I'm telling you about, what we're talking about here. But the Forge Leadership Summit, which is our big charter event this year, will take place in July 14th through 18th, where we will select 50 students to be able to go through this comprehensive a leadership experience. And yes, that will be actually hosted on the campus of Ohio Christian University in Circleville, Ohio. And two of those days, the students will actually be engaged in a legislative simulation, actually debating in committee and debating bills and lobbying each other actually for, you know, to debate their bills actually on the floor of the Ohio State House of Representatives. So, yeah, it's right here in Ohio in the heart of it all.
Well, so if, you know, if our Tea Party group leaders and people around the state have kids in high school or college, you know, that are interested in this, they could just go to forgeleadership.org. And is there like an application? I mean, how many people can you handle, Adam? How big, you know, a group can you take care of?
Precisely, yes. They can go to forgeleadership.org. And they can go to the summit page and learn about the summit, and then they can register and then it will allow them to apply for this 2015 Forge Leadership Summit. We are selecting 50 standout students for this year, so we're gonna have 50 students there as part of the inaugural Forge Leadership Summit.
Okay, so do you anticipate in the future you might be able to grow that number? You know, what's your vision, Adam? Where does this lead to?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to in years to come possibly having several sessions, right? Several sessions where we can keep that small and you know, intimate mentoring feel, right? Where we can, you know, invest and not grow, you know, too big to have too many students so that they don't have that mentoring feel, but so we can have multiple sessions so that we can have many more students get to experience this. The goal, the real vision for Forge Leadership Network is that this comprehensive leadership opportunity at the Forge Leadership Summit actually feeds into the long-term goal, which is to have students who complete the Forge Leadership Summit will not only come away with these amazing, you know, this understanding of principles and policy and have these practical skills at their disposal, but they will also be asked to join this fellowship where they will actually have access to year-round mentoring and growth opportunities, exclusive speakers and events. They will have you know, opportunity to build accountability relationships with each other and build mentoring relationships with wise and effective conservative leaders. And through that, you know, that'll go for about 3 years. They'll have access to year-round mentoring, and we'll help them, you know, plug in with internships and jobs in the areas that they want to go and impact, right? Because some of these students will want to impact law, some want to impact education, some want to impact the marketplace, become the next innovators in the marketplace, and others, of course, will want to go directly into policy or into governance. So, mm-hmm. So we're really excited. So that's kind of the long-term. That's the long-term vision, and that's what we've got in store for this year.
Great. Boy, it sounds exciting. You know, we've had people from the Leadership Institute in Washington, you know, on the show in the past. And one of the things that I think they do really well, and it sounds like you're already planning to do, is, you know, once you graduate from the Leadership Institute, you know, you're kind of like an alumni, and they never let you go. They're always there to help you. You can always go back and ask questions. And it sounds like you're really trying to get to young people early and not just mentor them and bring them along in their early days, but, you know, but kind of develop a network. And that's, I guess, maybe why the word network is in your name, Forge Leadership Network. But to build this network in conservatives that we just don't have right now, right, Adam?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Absolutely. We are, you know, yeah, like you said, it's right there in the name. But networking is so key, right? And we you know those of us you know, involved with Forge, and I know you and your listeners know the importance of networking in their own lives. And so we're going to, you know, try to expand the network of these students so that they can really reduce their learning curve and really hit the ground running, right? Be able to, you know, hook them up with folks and leaders who will allow them to, you know, hit the ground running in whatever field, you know, they discern that they really want to make their impact in, whatever vocation they want to go in. And so, yeah, that's what we're really excited about. We had actually, you mentioned Leadership Institute. We had a couple friends who are alumni of the Leadership Institute, you know, helping us plan this and you know, kind of think through this. And, you know, they think that the you know, one of the components that we have that is different from the Leadership Institute is our Ohio and Midwest focus, but also that year-round kind of the expansiveness of that year-round mentoring program.
Yeah.
Where they will have those, you know, close-knit opportunities for growth and development and exclusive events and yearly retreats.
So now, what does it cost to attend, Adam? Have you set pricing for this?
Great question. Yeah. So students, right? So there are limited spots, right? There are only 50 spots available for this first Forge Leadership Summit. So, like I said, students ages 16 and 24 should go on to forgeleadership.org and register and apply for the summit as soon as they can. And limited space is available. But if they sign up now, the early bird registration fee is only $395. That's $395 for a 4.5-day comprehensive leadership experience for all of their room and board. That's all inclusive. That covers their whole week for $395, and that price goes until June.
Well, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, when you talk about room and board for 4.5 days, I mean, that's really a pretty good price range. Are you looking for help, Adam, from foundations? What can our listeners do to help your organization get started? What do you need us to help you do to be successful?
Hey, that's a great question, Tom. Thank you for asking that. Those of us who are older than 24, there's still plenty of ways for us to participate in the vision and mission of Forge. The exciting thing is that your listeners can go on our website, they can go to forgeleadership.org, and they can click on the partner tab, and they'll find some exciting ways that they can partner with us, whether they want to do that financially, which we'd absolutely welcome, or they can also as a nonprofit, there's also ways that they can spread the word, right? They can get, you know, folks involved and spread the word and, you know, volunteer and help students get connected to Forge. So plenty of ways for everyone, regardless of age to participate in the vision mission of Forge Leadership Network.
Well, I'm very excited about some of the things you've mentioned, because as a Tea Party leader, one of the things we've really struggled with is access to legal assistance. And I think I saw something on your website that maybe Americans Defending Freedom, that group out of Arizona is partially involved. But boy, we really need to get some conservative resources in the legal field. So it'd be great if some of the people that attended your new organization's training would go in that direction. I mean, that's a real problem we've got, I think.
Yeah, we're really excited about Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, is going to come in. They're bringing in their expert media trainers who train folks all over the world. Actually, they I think they were just in Rome and then Switzerland and now they're back in the States. They train folks with our values across the world how to interact with the media, how to craft a message, how to articulate and respond to messages, and so they are actually coming in to train our students, to give these students these opportunities for mock interviews and message crafting and all this stuff. So we are thrilled. We're incredibly proud to be, partnering with Alliance Defending Freedom in that role, because it's an organization with great credibility and that has, my great respect and appreciation.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. We've had a great experience with them. And, the left has been doing this stuff for a long time, Adam, and it's time that we start doing it, right? I mean, we've been kind of behind the curve, and I think the actions you're taking are going to help us bring us up to speed.
Absolutely. Tom, I think you and I have talked about this before. There's really no conservative farm system to speak of, at least in the state of Ohio and the surrounding Midwest, right? And if we can find a way to connect the energy and passion of young students who are going to be principled, effective leaders who can thoughtfully communicate.
That's a big win for us, right?
We will have a great success and a bright future for our local communities and our state and our nation.
All right. Well, Adam Josephic, thank you for joining us today. Folks, go to forgeleadership.org and find out more. And we'll be back after these commercial messages. You're listening to Tea Party Talk with Tom Z.
I'm Nick Skiriotis, president of S&K Asphalt and Concrete. As a Greek immigrant who came to America legally, my family and I have lived the American dream of freedom, hope, and opportunity. But that dream is fading due to an out-of-control federal government that is mixed up worse than a soup sandwich. We have a president who is putting more and more regulations on businesses, which is stomping economic and job growth. Government has taken more and more of our freedoms. They have taken over our health care and are trying to take over our schools with Common Core. We as Americans must wake up. Get involved before it is too late. We must fight to preserve the America our founders created, a nation that was founded on faith, family, and freedom. The fight is not easy, but anything worth fighting for never is. Our founders paid a heavy price for freedom. 5 of them did not live to see the independence they were fighting for. 9 of them were tortured. 12 of them lost everything they owned, and 3 of them lost their families. Now it is our turn to sacrifice and to fight to preserve our freedoms and the American dream. I am Nick Skiriotis, president of S&K Asphalt and Concrete, and I approve this message.
Hi, this is Amanda from Realize FAC. Are you a prepper? Do you know one? We're holding our first annual Prepper's Ball at the Arena Complex in Talmadge. $10,000 worth of prizes, food, drinks, speakers, networking. Realize FAC has it all. Pick up your tickets in person at the Finn Feather and Fur or Grape and Granary, or go to the link that Tom Z provides after this message.
Fed up with politicians who care more about special interests than people on Main Street? So is Opportunity Ohio. We're working hard to solve Ohio's toughest challenges so Ohioans can create more jobs to grow our economy. See our plans and consider a tax-deductible contribution at opportunityohio.org. Invest $25 for a signed copy of Matt Mayer's book, The Founding Debate, Where Should the Power Over Our Lives Reside? Please visit opportunityohio.org.
All right, and we're back, and we thank Adam Josefek for joining us, and we wish him well with his new Forge Leadership Network. And again, that website is forgeleadership.org, and that's pretty exciting. And, you know, we're always trying to reach out to young people, you know, in the Tea Party movement, because they are our future. And quite frankly, they are why we are doing what we do. That when you talk to Tea Party people around the state, around the nation, they will tell you that their biggest concern is the future of their children and grandchildren. And when Adam does something like this, we see that as a good sign, and we want to support him. Oh, by the way, if you want your tickets to the Prepper's Ball that Amanda mentioned in the commercial break, just go to teapartytalkwithtomz.com, and there's a link right there next to the video that you can click on to order your tickets and get more information. So go ahead and do that. Last week, we had Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on to talk with us about a variety of issues. But at that, he mentioned when he was here this new thing that's going on, or that he was going to start, and it's called the House Freedom Caucus. And he said he couldn't tell us much about it when he was on the show last week, but some more news has come out. And the House Freedom Caucus is going to be an invitation-only group that will work in concert in order to guide the House Republican Conference at key junctures, starting with the debate over the border security bill that has conservatives alarmed right now. So what Jim Jordan is quoted as saying in the National Review Online is, we're going to focus on what we believe middle-class voters sent us here to do. And he talked about that when he was on our show. The group has 9 founding members, including Jordan, Representatives Raul Labrador from Idaho, Justin Amash from Michigan, Ron DeSantis from Florida, John Fleming from Louisiana, Scott Garrett from New Jersey, Mark Meadows from North Carolina, Mick Mulvaney from South Carolina, and Matt Solomon from Arizona. But here's the key thing about this, folks. What they're trying to do is, by forming this new conservative group, this House Freedom Caucus, they expect to have at least 30 members, and they will have up to 40 members. But the key here is, these are really strong conservatives who fight for what you and I sent them there to fight for. And with 29 votes, they can pretty much stop, if they vote with the Democrats, anything the Republicans are trying to put forward, the establishment Republicans. So this is where, again, Jim is trying to gain leverage for us, for conservatives within the Republican Party. And we're very grateful that he's doing that, and we wish him luck, and we will support the House Freedom Caucus as it gets established. Another thing I want to talk to you about this week is, many of you have been watching this mini-series on the History Channel called Sons of Liberty. And I just want to caution you that much of what was in that series just simply is not true. I mean, it was very dramatic and well-produced. Production qualities were great. But thanks to a really cool website called allthingsliberty.com, where they actually got a preview of this, they have if you go to allthingsliberty.com, you will see them break down the show episode by episode and just point out, I mean, all the glaring errors. I'm not talking about, every movie, has some room to enhance things, to make it a little more exciting, a little more dramatic. But that's one thing. But they're calling it historical fiction. And to me, that's a contradiction. You know, it's historical. That means it's about what really happened. And fiction means that you just make it up. Well, there's more making up here than there is, historical information. I mean, it starts at the very beginning with the main character is Sam Adams. And Sam Adams in this thing looks like he's 30 years old, when at the time this was all happening, he was 43. They make him out to be a total drunk and a total loser. And he wasn't a drunk and he wasn't a loser. There's all these examples of things like in the movie, there's a very dramatic scene where the British are giving lashes to this colonist, this British, Bostonian who broke the law to teach the citizens a lesson. And they just beat him bloody. And it rises a lot of emotion. But, folks, it never happened. Matter of fact, in history, the only person who ever got the lash was a British soldier who attacked a civilian and was unauthorized to do so. They show Admiral Gates or General Gates coming from England to deal with the insurrection in Boston when he had already been there for 10 years. So, it's really sad to me because, quite frankly, and this is what worries me about the power of video, is people watching this will believe it. They'll think it's true. And there's a lot of things that are just really unseemly about it. And if you go to the website I mentioned to you, allthingsliberty.com, they just detail it. And I mean, it's just a bunch of bunk. There is another series that's going on right now called The American Revolution on a little-known channel that I have on our DirecTV. It's called American Heroes Channel. It's number 289 on our TV. And boy, this is really well done. Now, the production values are not as good as the History Channel, but what's really good about it is there's all these people who are in this this story who are historians who will come back and say, yeah, this is what really happened. And for those of us in the Tea Party movement, we know that common men and women are who make the difference. Okay, I mean, you have these people they pick out in the history books and say they deserve all the credit. But there's a whole lot more to it. And in this American Revolution series, you'll find out about people like Nancy Hart and Peter Francisco and Salem Poor, who you've never heard of, who played not little roles, major, major roles in the Revolutionary War. So be careful. Sons of Liberty may be great entertainment, but it's factually incorrect. And I ask you to go to the American Heroes channel and watch the American Revolution. It will be much, much better for you to watch, and you'll learn a lot more. Since we last met, some very serious things have happened, and I want you to call your attention to them. And that main thing I want to talk to you about is the fall of the government in Yemen. I know it's easy for us here in America to just pretend that, these things can happen and it will have no impact on our lives. But I'm here to tell you this was a very serious thing. And even the death of the king of Saudi Arabia was a big thing. If you look at a map, for those of you watching the video streaming, I've got a map up. You can see that Iran now is basically encircling Saudi Arabia. And Yemen was a very critical place because it really is at the pinch point of the Suez Canal. Okay? And, it's also an important point because President Obama, flat out said, in September of this year, I want American people to understand how this effort will be different from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This strategy of taking on terrorists who threaten us while supporting partners on the front lines is one that we have successfully pursued in Yemen and Somalia for years. Okay? Well, guess what? That was his success story, Yemen. We just lost it all, folks. We just lost all of Yemen. And that is really going to be a difficult thing for us. And there are now lots of people coming out, American generals, coming out and saying, that we need to come out of our reactive crouch and take a firm strategic stance in the defense of our values, said General Mattis, James Mattis, who's a former commander of the U.S. Central Command. Folks, this is leading to something horrible. It's so bad, that, get this, the Saudis are actually building a 600-mile wall between them and Iraq to protect them against ISIS. And now they're thinking of building a 1,000-mile wall to protect them from Yemen. Because, folks, this could be devastating. We're talking about world war here. Because these people are gaining ground. And as they gain ground in a place like Yemen, that means they can prepare to attack us. And now we're negotiating, quote-unquote, with Iran, with Iran about their nuclear weapons. And there's a lot of us who fear that President Obama is going to give that away. He's going to allow Iran, who hates us, to have nuclear weapons. And if that happens, Turkey's going to want them. Saudi Arabia's going to want them. Pakistan's already got them. It's going to be a disaster. So this is going to affect you. Your sons and daughters may end up fighting ISIS, not just over there, but over here. And not millions of people will die. Hundreds of millions of people will die. You've got to have this on your radar. I want to end the show with one thing that that I think is important. I did a survey this week. I sent out to those of you who are on my email list. You can do so. Get on my email list by going to teapartytalkwithtomz.com. We sent out a survey that I called the Patriots Commitment Survey. And basically, after watching American Sniper and having Dr. Martin Luther King's holiday come up, it occurred to me that we in the Tea Party and we Americans in the middle class are going to have to start to do more to defend our freedom. And, the movie's out now, Selma, which celebrates the fight, for their constitutional rights that Dr. Martin Luther King led in Selma, Alabama. And I just think that we're in a situation, we're going to have to start doing things like that to get our rights. We're going to have to do civil disobedience. So I did a survey and had a very good response where I asked people questions like, if it were necessary, would you be willing to go to jail along with hundreds of other fellow patriots for creating a peaceful civil disobedience or otherwise interrupting society or a government operation or an operation of a business? And 72% of you said, yes, you would be willing to go. If it would be an effective way for us to show the power of the middle class, which is who we are and who's under attack, would you be willing to withdraw your money from the stock market or from a bank in order to create financial pressure on the government? 77% of you said you'd be willing to do that. If we, for example, if we were property owners and we wanted to wrest control of our schools and local government away from the unions, the public unions that control them, would you be willing to withhold paying your property taxes or income taxes? And 55% said yes, 40% said no, and 4% said they didn't have property. Would you be willing to boycott specific businesses or products to force them to change their behavior? For instance, to get Al Jazeera off your cable system. 94% of you said you would be willing to do that. Would you be willing to help shut down media outlets or other buildings or public roads? 75% of you said you'd be willing to do that. Would you be willing to work to get other citizens to sign petitions for a constitutional amendment that would restore representative governance? How many would be willing to do that? 87%. Would you be willing to do things more aggressive than what we've listed here? 62% said yes. I think that's great, folks, because I think that's where we're headed. I think we really are going to have to stand up and basically stop asking our government to do things like reform the tax code, okay, and to kill Obamacare. We're going to have to tell them. And the middle class is the only group that can do that. And we can do that by flexing our economic might and not asking them, but telling them. And I think that time is coming. So I want you to be thinking in your heart, what are you willing to do to defend freedom? Because we are getting no representation from our elected representatives, are we? They're just doing whatever they want. I mean, if you remember, one of the biggest regrets I have during this whole Tea Party movement was when they jammed Obamacare through using every dirty trick in the book, lying and stealing, changing the rules, doing everything. And Nancy Pelosi and the House people walked through a crowd of Tea Party protesters with her big gavel. I wish that day we would have followed Martin Luther King's advice and strategies. And I wish that day we would have sat on those steps and made the police haul us away and tell Nancy Pelosi that you're not going to just jam this down our throat. You work for us. We don't work for you. That's what I wish we would have done. And I think that's what we're going to have to do in the future. I have one event to tell you about before we leave. There will be an event at the Quirk Cultural Center at 1201 Grant Avenue in Cuyahoga Falls. It's free on Tuesday, February 3rd from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And it will be an evening on immigration reform with Robert Najalski, N-A-J-N-U-L-S-K-I, at the Quirk Cultural Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Tuesday, February 3rd. Please go and attend that event and learn about our immigration system. We'll be back next week. We thank you for joining us. You're listening to Tea Party Talk with Tom Zee.